Collyar called convict and insane Atlanta, Georgian. Saturday, May 24, 1913, records show he has been confined in numerous prisons and twice in asylum. Who is As Collyar? The records show that Collyar was once confined in the Middle Tennessee Insane Asylum, and that more recently he was sent to Lions View, the East Tennessee Asylum. Information from Nashville is that he served time in prisons all over the state, as well as in Sing Sing, New York, and a jail in Virginia. Telegrams from Chattanooga paint him as a wild adventurer who spends considerable time in prison and is always in trouble. In prison, many times. Nashville, Tennessee, May 24th. As Collyar is a son of the late A.S. Collyar of this city, one of the most brilliant lawyers and statesmen Tennessee ever produced. When not violently insane, his mind works brilliantly, but always to the wrong end. He has been in prison time after time, but always evaded long sentences through influence of his father's friends. Young Collyar's most noted exploit, as it is understood here, consisted in connection with the famous Molyneux murder case in New York. He went from Nashville to New York, saw General Molyneux, and offered to have his son acquitted for $20,000. "Your son is innocent," Collyar is reported to have said. "One of my clients, now in the Tennessee penitentiary, is guilty. He confessed to me. For $20,000, I can get him out of the penitentiary, bring him here, induce him to confess, and save your son's life." Next day, so the story here runs, General Molyneux advanced him half the money, Collyar went back to Nashville, engaged a well-known pickpocket as a Confederate, took him to New York with half a dozen guards, and claimed the rest of the $20,000. The ruse might have worked, except for the fact that an assistant district attorney secured information about Collyar and blocked his plans.